You're listening to SBS News.
Kenan Rahmanovic vividly remembers fleeing Sarajevo as a teenager with his family when the war broke out. He arrived in Melbourne as a refugee in 1995. Now 40, he can still remember the food shortages during the lead-up to the Bosnian War in 1992.
I was 12 at the time. I remember kind of like what we are seeing here at the moment, going, my mom sending me over to a local supermarket, which was just across the road, to get bread and milk. And I remember walking across and seeing that literally the shelves are stripped bare, where there is no milk, there is no, you know, flour or oil or meat.
Mr. Rahmanovic says it seemed completely surreal at first, but it didn't take long to become a frightening reality.
And very soon, sort of, it became obvious, the scarcity of the situation, and people were also waiting to at the petrol bowsers for, I remember Dad waiting whole day to fill up the car because the queues were kilometres long.
Now a clinical psychologist working in Melbourne's multicultural suburb of Coburg, Mr. Rahmanovic says seeing the panic in Australian supermarkets and pharmacies because of the coronavirus pandemic brings up memories.
The anxiety on people's faces, the tension, the kind of gritting of teeth and lack of smiles, perhaps, that we might have observed here in supermarkets, and that ever so sort of slight frustration or aggression.
Mr. Rahmanovic says his memories of war in Sarajevo make this current crisis even more stress-inducing.
It does remind me of how people behaved just before the war started, and that is unsettling.
And he's not alone. He says many of his clients who migrated to Australia after traumatic events are struggling to cope.
I've seen people who have gone through the war, who have experienced lack of food, who are extremely triggered by what is happening and are being re-traumatized by the experience and are having very difficult time coping.
Mental health services like Mr. Rahmanovic's have experienced a rise in demand as Australians seek help during the COVID-19 pandemic. As a result, the federal government has expanded Medicare subsidies for telehealth, a consultation over the phone, to the entire population as part of a $1.1 billion package. The funding boost will allow all Australians with a mental health care plan to consult their health practitioner by phone or video call, such as FaceTime or Skype, meaning they can still access mental health services while quarantining or socially distancing at home. Psychologists have welcomed the move. The president of the Australian Psychologists Association, Anne-Marie Collins, says with the increase in fear and anxiety as a result of the virus, people need access to as much help as they can get.
And there is a perfect storm brewing in terms of mental health. We know that in situations like this, incidences of suicide, for example, are likely to rise.
The association, as well as other organisations, pushed for the expanded Medicare rebates to ensure people in isolation don't miss out on mental health support when it's needed. Accessing telehealth services has been particularly important for Melbourne resident Dylan Sambaken, whose mother is currently stuck in Turkey and has a chronic anxiety condition. Ms. Sambaken says her mother, who's originally from Turkey, has at least been able to contact her psychologist in Melbourne via Skype while the family tries to book her a flight home.
She's just super upset and not being able to do anything. We've booked how many tickets and they've been cancelled.
Ms. Sambaken's mother's psychologist is Muradiya Selvi, who says being isolated during the COVID-19 crisis is traumatic for some clients like Mrs. Dylan's mother, especially those with limited English skills or those away from their families.
The stress is about not having access to members of the family. The stress is about the language difficulties and not being able to fully understand what's going on.
Ms. Selvi, who speaks Turkish herself, works alongside Mr. Rahmanovic in Coburg. She says their clinic prides themselves on providing bilingual psychologists who can conduct counselling in language, sometimes for free. She says it's vital for many of her migrant patients, especially during this time.
Very, very important. Especially now when they call and we have reception staff who speak different languages as well, I can get on the phone and immediately, even if it's about the virus, give them some basic information. Give them the support that they need in respect to psychological health and well-being. When a patient walks in the room and they feel understood, they feel that the culture is understood.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.